Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today. 40. You know I could run the fastest 40. Fast. Heard about it, now they asking for me. You know I could run the fastest 40. You know I could run the fastest 40. Run a rider, hey man, pass it to me.
Fast. We're jacking around, whistling pre-show here. Now I got my dogs down here. I think it's time to play.
Got old Chief all fired up, huh?
Chief and Lamar, baby. They're down here ready to play. Lamar's sniffing around. All right, we're going to have a pup show.
Yeah, for those of you listening to the show right here off the kick, you know Dan is a true fan, listening to the names of his dogs there. So.
Yep. It's funny, when we got Chief, we didn't know if we were going to get a boy or a girl pup. And so we were like, okay, if it's a boy, it's going to be Chief. But we got him right after the Super Bowl. So I was like, if we end up getting a girl, then we got to name her Liv for L-I-V.
Oh, yeah.
On the Super Bowl. So it was going to be one of those two and ended up being Chief. I'm happy we got our boys.
Yeah, freaking sold, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, Trey, it's good to be back on the show. Good to be talking. However, the topic today is a little less than good. It's actually kind of bad.
Yeah, not ideal. And, you know, we've unfortunately had to talk about this topic too many times at this point, or this guy too many times at this point. And for Chiefs fans, it's getting old. You know, a lot of the communication and conversations I'm seeing online are a lot of frustration from the Chiefs kingdom. You know, we can only imagine what's going on over there. One Arrowhead Drive, the stress and frustration that they're having over there. Not just the front office, but teammates, you know, like everybody the conversation has been for almost 3 months at this point that, hey, let's go three-peat this thing and really kick off and do something that is incredibly special. And you got one guy in the offseason, you know, not holding the line for everybody else. And as a teammate, you know, whether it's been at work or it's been high school sports or whatever it was, when somebody's not holding the line, that shit is frustrating. So looking at Rashee Rice, you know, I can only imagine what those teammates are feeling like. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of support for him, trying to get him on the right path. But at the same time, man, there's got to be that piece in the back of your mind that's just incredibly frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, the people around you can only hold you accountable to a certain extent, right? Like, they can't make decisions for you. So, for Rashee Rice, we already saw what happened with the car accident incident. He's up facing 8 different charges with potential jail time. And obviously, there's going to be a suspension looming from that, too. There's been reports that have come out saying the Chiefs are kind of preparing for him to miss half the season prior to this latest incident.
Yep.
And now, you know, I'm getting through the workday on Monday, get a notification that Sunday night going into Monday early morning, there was an altercation where he physically assaulted somebody at a nightclub. And first thought comes to my head, I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing at a nightclub on a Sunday night with his current like profile? A guy should be laying low, doing everything right. And it's not the case. And he's truly squandering an opportunity to do just what you said, make history. It's like a once in a lifetime thing to go for a three-peat.
Yeah, no, man. At the club on a school night, you know, gee, good night.
What are you doing, man?
Good night, man. Come on. But yeah, first thought for me, you know, was what the hell is going on? You know, I there's really two trains of thoughts there. One, every single person in the world is responsible for their own actions. So
right.
I'm not going to shift the blame at all. You know, what happened to Rashee Rice, his situation is 100% his fault.
Yep.
But what kind of crowd are you running around with guys that are dragging you out to the club on a Sunday night? 2 weeks removed from a car accident where you guys were speeding down the highway recklessly and wrecked those cars. And you got I don't know if it's the
injured
same,
people,
same guys he's running with in the cars, but you know, what kind of friends you got that are putting you at risk? You know, the people you're running around with understand the situation and the, you know, the priority and the high level of risk that he has at this moment with his career, right? And so to put him in that situation, shitty friends, if you ask me, you know, if any one of our friends was in a situation like that, you know, 80% of our friends would call that shit out in a heartbeat. And that's what people should strive to have in their circle. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Rashee Rice is responsible for 100% of his actions.
Yeah.
You know, there's kind of been a little bit of a twist as of today. You know, reports coming out that there's a couple people that witnessed the altercation in the club and said that he actually did not physically assault this photographer is kind of what the story is coming out. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out, what information is released.
Right.
Well, like, even kind of seems like with the car situation, not a lot of information was given from the police department down there in Dallas. So it'd be interesting to see if they're willing to give any information here.
Well, even today, we've seen some more information get released. So the police report was actually released about the incident. And the cameraman, who's the victim in the situation, is alleging that he had actually left the club during the initial altercation.
Did see that.
Rashee Rice invited him back, and then he was physically assaulted through some series of events that happened whenever he returned to the club. So, you know, with that being the case, he is technically a suspect in this instance for another case in Dallas where you're going to have to deal with some aggravated battery or assault, potentially those kinds of charges coming out here. So, you know, that's not, first of all, not a good look for the organization.
Yeah.
Because they've maintained him on the roster. I think is you know, it's kind of a black eye situation for the Chiefs organization, where, you know, everyone knows who Rashee Rice is. He's a big time contributor during the season last year and arguably the best receiver that we had in our Super Bowl run. So, you know, that's the first thing that comes to my mind from the Chiefs and the organizational standpoint. The second thing is, now you're dealing with precedent in this case, where you have some legal precedent from another case that's not going to give you as much leniency. And that's the legal side. And then with the NFL side, there's precedent for him violating the laws outside. So now he's going to get a steeper suspension with this other piece. So it's like, you know, you weigh the options. We've already seen the Chiefs invest in a wide receiver first round draft pick, which maybe they would have done that regardless of Rashee Rice's situation, knowing they signed Hollywood Brown to a 1-year contract. But now what the team is having to do is host free agent wide receivers. Zay Jones just came to town, coincidentally, within 48 hours of Rashee Rice's incident.
Yeah.
So, you know, now the Chiefs are in a position where they have to maybe pick up a veteran receiver and spend some of that cap space on somebody instead of maybe saving that cap space or that money for a move closer to training camp or potentially a trade on the stretch run or picking up one of those veterans that might get cut from a team so that we can have, you know, or so the Chiefs can have more contributors going on to a playoff run. So really, I'm looking at it big picture where all of these things are going to cascade into the season. You know, you can talk about how Rashee Rice is dealing with a much more serious situation with his own, within his own life. But as a fan, you know, you got to look at those things on how they're impacting the organization, the team as a whole, because that's one of those things where, you know, everyone wants to see the team go back and go to the playoffs. And now we're now the Chiefs are in a position where they're going to be missing a big time contributor.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here. Right. Yeah. That's why we're here. So I'm going to throw a conversation at you that I had yesterday with Strato. Or a couple of days ago, you know, let's say the conversation was, has cutting Rashee Rice been brought to the table at this point? I think it has. I think that's a conversation being had.
Yeah.
I think it's different if Rashee Rice goes for 1300 yards, double digit touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I think he did hit double digit. Maybe, I don't remember, but if he's lights out, rookie, best rookie receiver last year, has potential to be an absolute number one where we don't feel like we even need to go out and get a guy. I think that conversation's different right now, being that, does he need to be cut? But to throw this hypothetical at you right now, let's say Chiefs have decided to cut Rashee Rice. Is that something you're doing right now? Or are you going to wait to see what the NFL dishes out as far as suspension?
I think you wait for the NFL suspension ruling before you make the cut. Just from a business standpoint with the Chiefs, him being the quality of player he is, you wait to see what the legal recourse is going to be, right?
Yeah.
And then the suspension. I think as long as he's being transparent, and we saw this with Kareem Hunt, they probably would have kept Kareem Hunt on the roster if he was transparent with the organization as to what occurred. He wasn't. The truth comes out with the video from TMZ, and then he's cut immediately. And then we've seen it in other situations, right? Willie Gay had his incident where a vacuum was allegedly broken. Frank Clark had his incident with the, you know, toting Uzis in Cali.
Oh, yeah.
So those, all of those situations that have broken down have happened with, you know, big-time contributors on the team. Tyreek Hill's situation as well. I think with this, the only thing, I'm like listing a rap sheet of the Chiefs players at this point, which is kind of like crazy to go through. But, you know, with all of those proceedings, the way they played out, right, varying degrees of law breaking, if you will, there was only one instance in which somebody was cut, and it was Kareem Hunt with the video. Now, I'll argue to say Kareem Hunt had one of the more severe penalties amongst all of those players that we just kind of talked through, right?
Yeah,
you put your, you know, put your foot on a woman, like that's not really a, it's not really a great look. That's not something that anyone should do.
No.
But you know, from the organization's viewpoint, you keep them on the roster. You wait to see what happens from a legal standpoint. You have a quality player, quality talent on your team. He didn't do anything like, you know, I hate to say he didn't do anything too serious, because that's not what I'm trying to say at all.
Yeah, it's not like domestic violence or anything like that.
Right. There are some other instances, I think, that are less tolerable. I'll say that.
Yeah, so, no, I agree.
You know, with that being the case, you know, you're not really in a position where you have to just cut bait and run, especially from a strategic standpoint. He's on a rookie contract. He's just finished 1 year of that 4-year deal.
Yep.
You know, we'll see what happens with the proceedings. Andy Reid, Brett Veach, that whole team has a tendency to give guys second, third chances. But he's really burning through them quickly, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate. Yeah, and just to list off that list, I was like, God. You know, Tyreek Hill always stands out because, I mean, it just kept piling on for him. But
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how it pans out for sure. It's not ideal looking at the situation we have, what we've built in the offseason to try to go into the three-peat and to have things like this pile up. You know, it's honestly kind of hard to believe, but at the same time, it's not. So it is what it is. You know, I think we'll move past and move on and figure out a way. So You know, I think seeing that Jones came in for a workout, like you said, within 48 hours of the incident, is promising to understand that we still understand, you know, business is business, and we got a goal here. And so one guy's not gonna mess it up for everybody.
Nope. They're gonna roll, whether it's with Rashee Rice or without. I think they still did a quality job bringing in talent this offseason with Xavier Worthy, with Marquise Brown. You still have Travis Kelce. You still have Isaiah Pacheco. There's a lot of weapons that Patrick Mahomes has at his disposal. But just imagine if Rashee Rice was going to be fully available. And he might, right? This might be a situation where legal proceedings take so long that the suspension doesn't come until the 2025 season. That's something we saw with Alvin Kamara. Now, with him having two consecutive cases within a month's time frame, he is at danger of being put on the commissioner's exempt list, in my mind. But we'll see kind of how that plays out. You know, ultimately, I trust in what the Chiefs are going to do as an organization in response to this. And, you know, if that means bringing in more talent just to shore up Patrick Mahomes' options, then I'm game.
Yep. Same here, man. Same here.
All right. Well, you know, we don't have a ton here in the offseason. That's definitely a hot button issue. Next week on Wednesday, May 15th, I think it's like 6 o'clock. The NFL is going to release the schedule. I can't believe we're already at that point in the offseason where we're going to get a little taste. You know, anything that happens, the NFL is so strategic. They're going to put something televised each and every month. March, it's the combine. April, it's the draft. May, it's the schedule release. Dropping those things one at a time. I'm excited for a few matchups. I know we're already talking about which road games we're going to take a trip out to, whether it's going to be Buffalo or Vegas or whatever the case is.
Buffalo!
I'm pumped for any of those options, and I'm ready to see when those are going to fall. So next week, that'll be the whole basis, breaking down the schedule Thursday night. We'll record so you guys can get it next Friday. You guys are listening today. So 1 week from today, schedule release, baby. I'm pumped.
Let's get it. I'm excited, man. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Make sure you follow the show at @thefastest_40 on Twitter and IG. And of course, you got our handles down below as well at @Dan_TF40 and @TreyManLaFleur on X. We'll see y'all next week.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.